Brett Hollander back here on WBAL News Radio 1090, and we've been talking about this attempt by Governor Chris Christie in New Jersey to legalize sports betting in that state, and Josh Dossie of the Wall Street Journal has been covering this story for the Journal, and he joins us now. Josh, thank you so much for coming on the program.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
All right, Josh, take us back kind of to the development by the governor of New Jersey to get this thing done here. When did this really start, and what's the process been like?
So for several years, Governor Christie has tried to fight a battle in the courts that would overturn a federal law that limits sports gambling and effectively doesn't allow it in New Jersey. That fight was unsuccessful. Earlier this year, a judge ruled against the state. The state's newest strategy in trying to implement sports gambling has been to essentially repeal the law, the state law on the books that bans it, and just take a hands-off approach, saying we're not going to regulate it, we're not going to enforce anything. Christie's aides kind of liken this to how some states have done marijuana, just saying we're going to decriminalize it and kind of let people, you know, do as they please, so to speak. So it's curious to see if the strategy works out, of course, because, you know, they're doing the strategy after years of trying to fight this in courts, trying to win, you know, win legally.
Okay, so do the people of New Jersey want this to pass?
I mean, it's passed both, you know, both the Assembly and the Senate by large margins. I mean, there's bipartisan support in the legislature for it. I think a lot of people are on board with it, particularly because, you know, the casinos in Atlantic City are struggling big time. You know, the state's economy is not as good as many other states. So I think many people see it as, you know, a way to make more money for the state, you know, a way to bring in much needed revenue to close budget holes. I mean, I'm sure there are people who also are opposed to it for many reasons, but I do think there's a broad consensus of people who are okay with this broad, you know, generally.
And the Atlantic City reason is the number one reason, I guess, promoted by the politicians, that that town is sinking unless we do something drastic, and that is legalizing sports betting and, you know, grabbing some of that Las Vegas money, I guess.
Right. I mean, you know, Atlantic City has gone from, you know, in 2006 bringing in $5.2 billion in casino revenue to less than $3 billion in 2013. So they've lost almost half of their revenue in 7 years. I mean, there were unprecedented four casinos who have closed in the past 12 months. You know, there are rumors that others may not be doing so well. So Atlantic City is, you know, is reeling in many ways. Having sports gambling in Atlantic City would give that city something other places don't have, which I hope would, you know, attract people who can't do that, you know, let's say in Pennsylvania nearby.
Josh Dossie is with us from the Wall Street Journal talking about legalizing sports betting in the state of New Jersey. What do they speculate would be the economic impact of legalizing sports betting? How do they plan on implementing it, Josh?
Well, the economic impact is hard to know. I mean, in Las Vegas last year, you know, they took about $90 million in sports betting, according to analysts. But, you know, that isn't the total impact because people who come to sports bet also, you know, stay in the hotel rooms and eat dinner and visit other attractions. So it's really hard to know exactly what the impact would be. As far as implementing it, it's also it's kind of too early to know that because a lot of places are not willing to go that far yet because they don't know what's going to happen.
The most interesting component to me, this would be, I think, a game changer in some ways, although I think people who want to bet on games find a way to do it no matter what. And we look at all the casinos that are cropping up that have, you know, in our state alone here in Maryland and all over the place that have kind of been a game changer, and certainly for Atlantic City has impacted it so much. But to me, the way the sports leagues, MLB, NHL, NBA, NFL, have kind of united here against Chris Christie, against this law, tell us about that.
Well, sure. I mean, currently, gambling is only legal in four states, and most of it is done in Las Vegas and in Delaware. So the leagues, it's in their interest to be vociferous and to be united here, because if New Jersey somehow wins this and is able to implement sports betting, you know, everywhere, What's to stop another state to do it? What's to stop Maryland from doing it? What's to stop Pennsylvania from doing it? So a lot of the legal analysts who are watching this case see it as kind of a first frontier, if that makes sense. If this happens in New Jersey, there are wider ramifications for the league and for states across the country, for a variety of reasons, primarily – you know, the leagues say we want to protect the integrity of the game. Sports betting encourages people, you know, to fix games or to change the outcome in some way. You know, they want to stop this because this would be the biggest spread of sports gambling in decades if New Jersey was able to get by with this.
Do the leagues have any hope of stopping this?
Well, I mean, so far the leagues have won. I mean, you know, Governor Christie for 3 years and the state of New Jersey has tried to, you know, overturn the federal law that keeps them from doing this. And, you know, the leagues have won. I mean, the leagues are also supported by the Department of Justice, who, you know, agree that this should not happen in New Jersey. So they have support from, you know, the Attorney General, and they have support from the federal government. So right now, I mean, it seems that the leagues have, you know, a good chance. I mean, I don't want to pontificate or stop any opinion, but, you know, they have the feds on their side, and they also have won in previous cases.
Interesting. And finally, Josh, I guess the final part here is, will this be implemented? Will this actually happen in New Jersey? And I know we were talking about it off air. I guess there's a racetrack that plans on moving forward this weekend on it.
Well, the racetrack said, you know, one racetrack in New Jersey said, pending, you know, without a injunction from the federal government, they're going to move forward. They've already invested about $1 million to try to make this happen. They're hoping 5,000-10,000 people come out Sunday and watch a slate of NFL games and bet. The more complicating factor is that what if these casinos, like Atlantic City, are part of bigger conglomerates like MGM or, you know, Harrah's, and they are careful of not running afoul of the federal government or other states because they have licenses in other states. They're not just Atlantic City properties. So they want to be careful to maintain their entire operations across the country. They're also leery of spending the kind of money that it would take to do this in a casino without a guarantee that it's going to work. So you think there's a chance that one of the racetracks in New Jersey here We'll implement it on Sunday. The others, we don't know. And a lot of these casinos are worried. They don't want federal authorities coming in and scrutinizing them. They don't want federal rates. Now, there's no guarantee that would happen, but that's a concern in their mind. I mean, I reached out to the Department of Justice earlier reporting the story, and they made clear, you know, they are very much against sports betting in New Jersey. So, you know, there are a lot of concerns that these operators, particularly the savvy ones that maintain billion-dollar businesses across the world, have before just jumping into this game.
Very interesting stuff. This thing is long from over, I have a feeling. Josh Dossie is covering it for the Wall Street Journal. Josh, thank you so much for your time today, and let's catch up soon on this.
Thank you.